no land cleared up. It's mostly a wilderness in him then, back when he come in here.
But you say you knew his wife, your grandmother?
Yeah, I knew my grandmother, both of them. That been his grandma. She lived with us till she died.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just left her. Well, both of them, grandmother too.
And my grandmother on my mother's side lives with us too. Matter of fact.
My grandmother on my mother's side, we used to visit them about once a year. Go up there then and I'd have to sleep with her and she chewed brown mule chew in the back and she chewed it all during the night. You could hear just a cutting away on that stuff.
But did she ever get any sleep?
Yeah, she slept, John.
Goodness. Whew. Just like that stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of too many women who chewed tobacco. I've heard that.
Yeah, a lot of them dipped snuff, but there wasn't too many of them chewed tobacco. A lot of them way back there. Now my grandmother on my daddy's side, she smoked one of these little old brown clay pipes with a reed stem in it. I've lit that thing many a time before.
That's interesting. Was she, your grandmother, was she a housewife, as far as you know?
Yeah, as far as I know she was.
Any idea about her schooling? She ever talk about that?
No, I never heard her say anything about it. Now, my grandmother, she was a school teacher.
Is that, mother's side?
Mother's side, yeah.
She was a school teacher?
Uh-huh.
So she had a pretty good education?
Yeah, yeah, she did. Taught school $30 a month and paid her board.
Oh.
Now then they get that much per day.
I think so.
Yeah, some of them I'm sure does.
Now let's see. Your grandmother on your mother's side, was she the school teacher?
Yeah.
Okay, and it was the one on your father's side was the housewife?
Yeah.
Okay. I see. Do you reckon that the one who was a school teacher went to college?
I don't know about that.
And your, the grandmother on your father's side, do you know where she was born?
I just have an idea that she was born in Covington County.
Covington County.
That would be my guess on it.
And what about her husband?
I just wouldn't know about him. I do too. He was a farmer. I mean, a carpenter.
Alabama?
I expect he was. I'm pretty sure he was. He built him a house over here somewhere on the other side of this river. I heard my daddy tell it and fell off of the house and broke his leg.
Oh.
And he set his own leg. He rode from over there in an ox cart back to Brownville up there and he set his own leg and splintered it.
That sounds pretty rough.
Yeah, them old-timers was rough, all right. Tough, too.
It must have been. I don't think I could have managed that, except my own leg.
Yeah, you'd have could if you'd have had to. That was the only chance. You wouldn't have wanted it dangling around. You'd have got it back some way.
You don't reckon he was born here in Connecticut County, do you?
No, I don't think so.